What's up, people? Another episode of Just for Sports. Jamal K. Davis here with you. Boy, the NBA playoffs got spicy. I was so impressed with the first round. So far, some things, yeah, of course. I got one chip on my shoulder that I will get to. Major League Baseball, the Orioles are heating up. And yeah, there now I feel like this team is coming into its own. And let's hope that this stride lasts throughout the season in the playoffs. I know it's early. Fantasy baseball, I'm actually excited about my team. Maybe I'm a little more engaged. I'll talk about that. Talk a little bit about that. NFL draft is over. I watched. I'm somewhat happy, but still gonna temper my excitement because it is such a draft. You can win the draft, but realistically, it's all about winning the season, winning the Super Bowl. And I got that one fantasy football player that I got. I've circled it on my mock draft cheat sheet already, ready to go. And RIP to the Caps who got swept. They ain't deserve to be in the playoffs anyway. But we enjoyed the four games and we move on. We'll start with the NBA. And yeah, one team is moving on, and that's the Phoenix Suns. And I have to say, right off the bat, man, I didn't know. I didn't know that this would be as bad as it was in Phoenix. I picked them. I thought they would be in the NBA Finals. I said they might be the NBA champ. I also remember saying they needed more of a bench. Didn't expect them to have the injury concerns that they did. But let's face it. Yeah. Just wasn't very good. It wasn't very of not just was it something where it wasn't a good season for them. Obviously, everybody's going to say that wasn't a good season for them. But I think what hurts the most is to get swept. And not just swept by Denver or the Clippers, who've got some vets on their team. And I'm just throwing this out there. I'm not saying that there was a, you know, this was going to happen. Well, what am I talking about? Anything could happen. I was about to say, or the Lakers, because they got LeBron and Anthony, who've been there, who won a championship, albeit a bubble one in 2020. But I didn't expect them to be this bad. I thought the big three would be able to play like it. I thought the bravado going into the season would be there, and it wasn't. The bravado was on the other team. And man, I tell you what. Man. Ant. He does. Yeah. Oh, I hate to say it, but he reminds me of Michael Jordan, Anthony Edwards does. And he had a coming out party. I mean, even that dunk at the end of the fourth quarter, I was like, oh my God. He blew past Beal, and Durant didn't want anything to do with it. He's just like, nope, I'm just going to let him dunk. And they got swept. Anthony Edwards knew when to talk trash, was chirping with Devin Booker, who is a chirper. I didn't realize how much of a chirper Devin Booker is, but he is. And I guess all NBA players can be. I don't want to dwell on the negative. They lost. Just going to say one thing. I think it was injuries. My hope is that they will have a year to regroup. They'll be hungrier. They'll play together. They'll work out the kinks. Something's got to give. Somebody's going to have to go. And I think most likely it's going to be Frank Vogel. That they're going to have a new coach of the Phoenix Suns very, very soon. And they will retool. They're going to really need to bolster their bench, especially when you see how well the bench played for Minnesota, with a shout out to Tim Connelly, who built two teams. I know he wasn't there for the defending for when the Denver Nuggets won the championship, but he built that team in Denver. And now he's building this team in Minnesota. And I was listening to Sirius XM NBA radio, and Eddie Johnson and Termini were talking about how Eddie Johnson went in on Termini talking about how, well, he had to build a team because, you know, it's not a destination city. I'll give you that to a point. People want to go play in Phoenix. People want to go play in LA. People want to go play in New York City. People want to go play in Golden State to an extent. I'll give you that a little bit. And I'm only saying a little bit because every team has to build, whether it's free agency or draft. And so let's just give credit to where credit's due. He did what he had to do. He built a team and he has superstars. And they're playing great. And my hat just goes off to Minnesota. You know, I've got a little bit more of a personal connection with Cat. Want to see him do well. And he has done well. Man, I mean, even Anthony Edwards shouting him out in the post game, talking about he's our most talented player. Man, when I watched him in game four, I was like, yes, he is. He can post up. I mean, he was driving on Kevin Durant. He could dribble. He could pass. He could shoot from three because he could stretch the floor. Like, he opens up the floor for Anthony Edwards and vice versa. And then when they got Rudy Gobert, don't talk to me about small ball. Don't talk to me about, oh, you got to be a small ball team. Because Minnesota, they are not when they don't want to be. And it showed that they are of a formidable force. A formidable force. As I jump to the next series, I am so upset, as I always am, with the referees in the Sixers-Knicks game. Yes, there's a good chance that they wanted to, they could have ejected Joel Embiid for game three. But they did give him a technical. It's not like they called it a common foul. Philly just simply got beat in game four. I'll give you that. But the refs screwed up game two royally. And this is where I'm talking about. It's not like I've been a Philly fan all my life. And it's not like I got anything against the Knicks. I don't. But I don't like how referees can affect games to the point where you changed the entire landscape of a series. This series should be 2-2. And instead, referees making mistakes, which is inexcusable at this level. The kind of mistakes they made in that game. I could see I just didn't see it. I mean, there were like four fouls in that final exchange before DiVincenzo hit the three. And that affected the game. The Knicks are up 3-1 when they should not be. Philly fought hard in game two to have the referees just destroy a win. That's where the embarrassment comes. And the NBA should be ashamed. I wish that they could find a way to, like, play the game again, reverse the game, or at least that the referees had just called a foul and then have it reviewed. Something where you don't... What's the point? It's over. Sixers are done. They're done. They're going to be eliminated from the playoffs. They'll be at Cancun very soon. And that's unfortunate. What's unfortunate as well, Thunder's Pelicans. I'm going to go over a couple of other series. In short, Pelicans are missing Zion. That's it. This series would be completely different. I am impressed with Thunder to go into New Orleans and win. But I think it's a tough road for the Pelicans, and it showed. Clippers-Mavs, I think that's going to go to 7 games. Without Kawhi Leonard, I was mixing Kawhi Leonard and Kyrie Irving. Without Kawhi Leonard, 100% healthy, maybe not even playing. Yeah, that's going to be tough. That's going to be tough for the Clippers, but I like to fight what we saw out of them. I really do. Gentleman sweep for the Nuggets. That's about what I expected. Lakers don't have a shot. And I think, frankly, Darvin Ham might not be there when they get eliminated. Something's got to give. And it's not going to be LeBron, and it's not going to be Anthony Davis. Now, what may change with LeBron is who drafts Bronny. Whether he should be drafted because he's good enough or not, let's not go into that. We're just simply going to say, yep, there is a good chance that Darvin Ham will be gone. And LeBron James may say, you know what, I'm a test free agency. Let me see where LeBronny goes, which if every NBA team is smart, you want to draft Bronny. Shoot, I might even draft him in the top 5.
just to ensure I get LeBron James to come and play for my team. Because I think that will happen next year. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Celtics Heat. Oh, I'm excited to see what happens in this game. I think Boston is the better team. Not just because I think on paper they are. Obviously, the Heat beat them last year. So it's like, well, the Heat's good too. But now the Celtics got Kristaps Porzingis and no Jimmy Butler for the Heat. Let's see what happens tonight. Maybe he can give it a go. But I think the Celtics will win that series. Cavs Magic tied up. That's about what I expected. I think this one's going seven. The importance for the Cavs tonight is it's not just that it's a must win tomorrow. Sorry, I'm recording this tomorrow. It's not just that it's a must win for them, but the way that the Magic won at home, I feel like they think we got the Cavs. We know what we need to do in this series. And that's the scary part. Cavs have to treat this game like game seven. Do or die. That's what they have to do. Bucks Pacers, it's getting chippy. Patrick Beverley got a technical. Bobby Portis got ejected. Because the Bucks know Dame Lillard's not playing. The Bucks know it might be a gentleman's sweep. They're done. And I think Doc Rivers won't be back as the coach. Granted, I could see ownership saying, well, he didn't have a full season. They might give him a second chance. But I would say no. I don't see it. You got to go with something new this time. That's what I think. It's time to go with something new. I did not expect for the Bucks to be, I don't want to say this bad, because obviously we know realistically that injuries are playing a role in this in a big way, but they just simply were not a good team throughout the year. I thought they were better with Adrian Griffin. If the players on that team could have stuck up for him and said, no, let's see this through the playoffs. Maybe part of that was karma, because they didn't. It very well could be karma. I think the Knicks will win the series. Pacers will win the series. Cavs will win the series. Celtics will win. Nuggets are going to win. Wolves already won. Clippers, I think they will win the series. And that's obviously the Suns. Excuse me. I think that the Thunder will win. In my mind, I was thinking of the Suns because I was remembering that Kevin Durant started. He started, you know, in Oklahoma City. They should have won a championship. And then they just didn't. And then they blew up the team. Way too early to blow up the team in my mind. Way too early. I'm going from early to late. Washington was late by one pick to get the player I wanted in the NFL draft. I'm happy about Jaden Daniels. And I hope that they win, and we're good. We're good. I almost missed the picks. I was like, oh, snap, the draft is right now. The pick is about to happen. And it did, in fact, happen. It did, in fact, happen with the second pick. Washington takes Jaden Daniels. It was no surprise there. I don't think it was even a surprise that as many quarterbacks were taken. But there was one quarterback in particular that I thought, oh boy, I don't know about this one. The Atlanta Falcons taking Michael Penix Jr. Why? I mean, it's a shame if you're the owner, Arthur Blank. I don't know what you are doing. You just signed Kirk Cousins to $180 million, and then you signed Michael Penix Jr. Kirk Cousins, of course, isn't happy. There's nothing you can say to him after the fact. It's like, oh, well, you're still our guy. No, he's not. You see that already. The future is right in front of him, and you signed him to a four-year deal. There's no way Michael Penix Jr. is going to be sitting on the sideline for 4 years. It's not going to happen. Even in the best of worlds, when the Packers decided to draft Jordan Love and you knew that Aaron Rodgers wasn't happy about that, it's like, okay, yeah, we'll give a couple years. Okay, but it still ended in acrimony. The Atlanta Falcons relationship between
Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix Jr. will not end well. It just won't. And when I say end well, it may not end well in that they may not get along and he's going to be happy and always looking over his shoulder. It may not end well in that Kirk Cousins gets hurt. Then they have to play Michael Penix Jr. And then they do well. And then what happened? Look at the Kansas City Chiefs. Alex Smith. Where's Alex Smith? He was replaced by the best quarterback in the National Football League right now. There was no way in the world that Alex Smith was going to be coming back to Kansas City. You can go all the way back. There's no way in the world that once Tom Brady replaced Drew Bledsoe and he started playing well, that was the end. Same in Washington with Kirk Cousins. Right? They drafted RG3. I said it the night of the draft when they then drafted Kirk Cousins. I said it's not good for RG3. His career will be done sooner than he wants it to be. And that's what happened. And that's what's going to happen to Kirk Cousins in Atlanta. There's no doubt about it. It's a matter of when. Not even so much how. I guess that's a matter too. But it's just a matter of when. It'll happen. It was the worst decision the Atlanta Falcons could have made. And not in drafting Michael Penix Jr., if nothing else, it's more in why did you go after Kirk Cousins? If you knew there was something in your mind that was like, this is a good quarterback draft, we need to go get a quarterback. You knew Derek Ritter was not going to be the answer. And if you're going to sign such a big contract and make a big splash, arguably the best signing, as I said on this podcast, in the offseason, was Kirk Cousins. It was the best offseason move, and you ruined it already. Kirk Cousins wins what? You going to trade Penix Jr.? You would say, thanks, Kirk. I mean, there's no way they're beating Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. Maybe you get your Super Bowl and lose again? I don't want to say that. But the bottom line is that was a mistake. It was a mistake. Look, did you watch the draft after that? After your big pick was made? Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. I was in and out, keeping an eye on what Washington was doing for the most part. But I'm happy with the pick. I'm sad it's not Caleb Williams. I wanted that homecoming. Who didn't? Everybody probably in Washington wanted that homecoming. And it just wasn't meant to be. It just wasn't meant to be. And now we move forward. Jaden Daniels, our guy. And let's see what happens next, as Drake says. Moving on to baseball. As I talked about, the Orioles they're hitting their stride. I'm happy with the way that they're playing. They have a big series going on right now, actually, against the Yankees. I mean, this is the kind of early season matchup that we could, you know, really, really be able to gauge of these top two teams. I imagine one of the two of them will be sitting atop the AL East at the end. This is the series that could potentially set the tone for both of these team seasons. You know, I don't imagine there'll be a sweep per se, but you want to see some level of dominance. And maybe we will see that here. It's definitely something that I think, because of the history of the Yankees, the Orioles need to establish dominance early. And let's see if they can. Let's see if they can. It's not big news, but I saw this story about the Major League Baseball uniforms to change after all of the complaints. I don't really have anything else to talk about baseball because it is kind of early, but just looking at that, I just wondered again how it got all the way to this level before they decide to say, oh, wait, we still don't like the uniforms. Like, that should have been fixed a long time ago. But as I talked about, I imagine with the standings that we're going to see the same teams around the top. Again, either Yankees or Orioles. Of course, I'm saying Orioles will be at the top of the AL East. Cleveland in the Central. I was thinking Texas in the West, but Seattle has come on of late. They've come on. Atlanta in the NL East. Milwaukee in the Central. Surprise is the Cubs so far. And the Dodgers in the NL West. And I imagine that's where the season will end up. National Hockey League. I mean, no one expected the Caps to win, right? I mean, you were hoping that they weren't going to get swept, but they were swept. They were the lowest seed. Took what? The last game of the season, second to last game of the season for them to get in. Ovi Smile became a meme. That was fun to see. But realistically, yeah, you didn't expect the Capitals to upset the Rangers. They were just too good this year. That's about all I got for hockey. No dog in the fight, especially with the Capitals out. And I'll just keep my eye on it, as I'm sure you will too. I'm sure that you will too. That'll do it for Just for Sport. You know what? I said in the tease, I thought about sharing who my sleeper pick is for fantasy football, but I simply just don't want to give it away. So I'm going to hold that in, and there'll be more to talk about when we get to the next episode. That'll do it for Just for Sport. I'm Jamoke Davis. Ciao for now.